Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show and to the second of the three very holy festivals that are celebrated by the Hierarchy of Light and by many of the light bearers around the world. Focus at this festival is Buddha descending into the Vesak Valley to usher out the higher frequencies of light, to assist us in our evolutionary process, to take us to the next level of consciousness, to the next level of manifesting heaven on earth, and the next level of transforming and transmuting any discordant energies that are still left in our lives into the vibrational frequency of all-encompassing love and light. These are truly significant times of transformation. We are in a year where the number sequence is 7, where it is all about transformation, the alchemical process of shifting one part of ourselves to a whole new experience of self. And Saint Germain, who is master of transformation, is very much watching over us and assisting us along the way. And I'm sure all of you could very much feel the power of the last solar eclipse, and then also Mercury going retrograde, really taking us deep within ourselves. It felt a little bit like house cleaning, where anything that was hidden underneath the surface had to come up to be transformed and transmuted yet again into love and light and embraced with forgiveness or with a deeper understanding necessary to not carry some of the weights around with us that we've carried with us for a long time. And so being in the eclipse season is truly an accelerated process of transformation where we are witnessing more and more the parts of ourselves that just no longer serve us and that we've experienced long enough, and now it's time for change and making some new choices in our lives and new beginnings. So talking about the festivals for a moment, be reminded that the Festival of the Christ, you can still listen to the recording on the website that Mike, who is with me co-hosting this, is going to introduce to you in a moment. But I just for one moment want to talk about the three festivals. So the very first festival is the Festival of the Christ. Focus is not so much the religious Christ, but the Christ consciousness, the vibration of love and heart opening and kindness and gentleness towards self and towards those around us. It always takes place around Easter, as Easter is such a powerful symbol of new beginnings, of resurrection to a whole new aspect of ourselves. And so the power of love, we can let go of the past and step on a new path and experience a new beginning that is much needed at this time. Now, at this full moon, ironically, on May 5th, the force be with all of us, is focus on Buddha descending into the Vesak Valley. Therefore, the focus is on enlightenment, illumination, bringing a higher frequency to us of a greater awareness of self and self is in all that is, and what that means to us and what that means to the life that we live up to this point. And it is celebrated around Buddha's birthday too. So for those who are Buddhists, it's a very significant time. And we kind of bring East and West together as we celebrate the Festival of the Christ and the Festival of Buddha, the Vesak Festival, because it is never about separation. It's never about just the Western tradition or the Eastern tradition. All the traditions lead towards oneness. All the traditions lead towards a greater love and compassion and a gentleness towards each other and a kindness towards each other, overcoming fear and that sense of separation that breeds entitlement and aggression and hatred and all those things that we really don't want to experience anymore. And so the festival, the Vesak Festival, is a very sacred time that is always celebrated on the first full moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus, which is in this case on May 5th. And then the last of the three festivals is the Festival of Humanity on the full moon that follows the full moon of the Vesak Festival, which is on June 3rd. And there it is about being the channel and instrument of the light to let thy will be done through us, to let the divine will be done through us, to bring a new kind of community to earth, a community that is based on love and working together as a team and bringing about peace instead of war, bringing out in us better values to work together and to be together in the recognition that we are all part of God's source creator, the great spirit of all that is. And what you witness with these three festivals is once again the significance of the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness that incorporates divine love, divine illumination, and divine empowerment. And so we are going through this series celebrating it to avatars, aspects of God, source creator, the great spirit of all that is, that very much embody that through the lives that they've lived and the example they set for us every day that we are willing to be in contact with them. So with that, I'm going to turn this over for a moment to Mike so he can introduce the websites to you and where you can find the Festival of the Christ and some of the other previous recordings and what we offer. And then we will have our opening piece of music where I invite you to simply allow yourself to connect with spirit and your spirit guides. And then once that piece of music is done, Saint Germain will come through and will guide you onto the journey into the Vesak Valley so you can celebrate with Buddha and all those beautiful divine representatives in your own way. All right, Mike. Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to see everything that Brigida offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. So you can see all her information on there. If you want to see the music and different things I offer on my website, we also have some different recordings of classes we've done in the past. And I have links to all the radio show websites there on the front page. That's www.mikesnydercc.com.
Great. And the radio show, did you mention the radio show where you can find the other radio shows? You did? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, on the front page of my site, there's a link there that takes you to the Blog Talk Radio site where we have everything.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right, so now close your eyes, open your heart, connect with your spirit guides, and let Saint Germain take you away into the Vesak Valley and allow yourself to just experience the beauty of the celebration. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much joy that I connect with you at this time of the Vesak Festival. 2023 is truly a year of transformation. And for many of you, that means letting go of the past. It means endings. But be reminded that endings also mean new beginnings. And often, the not knowing creates fear inside of you, because you would like to know what you're up against, because a part of you is afraid. Afraid that some experience from your past might come up to the surface again, might be something that you have to confront again or re-experience again. And I'm here to tell you that that is not necessary. Be willing to not know, and the knowing that the divine aspect of you, that your divine I am presence, knows the best path for you ahead, towards oneness, towards illumination, towards the experience of all-encompassing love. I know that it is a bit of a paradox to be willing to not know in the knowing. But isn't that what life is? A paradox? On the one hand, you know that you have a spiritual self, a divine self, your higher self, your divine I am. And yet there's also that physical self, that human self, that allows you to embody spirit in physical form and have human experiences. That's so much at times make you feel separate. Even so, in your heart, you know that all is one. And so you are living a paradox. And yet it is that paradox that creates an environment for your soul to evolve and to grow. And not just your soul within an oversoul that overlights all of the souls on earth. As much as at times it seems like you're working against each other, you're working together to awaken the masses, to bring about peace where there's war, love where there's hatred, forgiveness, and hope where there's despair and judgment. You all play a significant role in the awakening process. Don't ever see your glass half empty. Know that everything is exactly the way you need to awaken to a new truth that allows you to free yourself from past boundaries and shackles. And that is the reason why Buddha descends every year into the Vesak Valley. It is a sacrifice for him, as he has to shift his frequencies and lower his frequencies so that he can even be part of all of you here on earth for that night. But his love and compassion for all living beings on earth, including Gaia, is so vast that he sees it as a gift, as an honor to be among you as part of him, just as he is part of you. And so with that being said, let's not wait any longer and let us journey together to the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan, where many masters and many of those who inspire others to walk the path of light just as they walk the path of light through the darkness into the light, over and over again. As they've treaded the path into the valley, for all of you to now follow. Now take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Make sure your eyes are closed. Allow yourself to relax. And with every out breath, think deeper and deeper within yourself. And I am now calling from the higher realms. A star tetrahedron, the most beautiful and radiant colors down to overlight every single one of you and activating it to become a Merkaba for you to travel, to move beyond your physicality into the outer realms. And so feel that six-pointed star, that Merkaba of light descending and surrounding you. And you can feel and sense the light of it around you as your physicality falls away and you are fully in your light body. And as this Merkaba now raises back up, carrying you within it, out of the room that you're sitting in, out of the home, the house, raising up further and further into the sky. And as you look around, you can see many, many others, all in their own unique Merkaba field, in their star tetrahedron. Like little stars rising up from Earth, all these stars of light everywhere, all ready to journey to the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan. And because the Merkaba can move beyond time and space, beyond any dimensions, not limited to anything, you're now moved around the earth, all the way to the Himalayan, for your Merkaba to descend into the Vesak Valley exactly at the time prior to the full moon rising in the northeast. And as your Merkaba descends into the valley, you can see from a higher perspective what is already laid out in the valley. There are torches lit, and in the center is a beautiful, clear crystal, large, humongous. And on top of this crystal is a crystalline bowl filled with water, crystal clear water, so pure that it has a bluish hue to it that looks radiant. And you can see ascended masters and angels alike among each other, creating through the position of where they are standing different sacred geometry and sacred mandalas to hold the higher frequencies of love and light in this valley in the preparation for what is to come. As your Merkaba settles within the valley and opens up, you can step out and you can see yourself being dressed in a ceremonial robe yourself, ready to participate in the sacred celebration of Buddha descending. And you notice that around that crystal that is holding the crystal ball of water, that there are three masters standing, creating a triangle around it. One, you recognize, or you simply know, to be Lord Maitreya, the cosmic Christ himself, also present there to represent the empowerment necessary to hold the space for such vast love and light and illumination to come through is the great Manu, known also as the Alagobi, who holds such a deep vibration of peace and stillness that is touching every nerve in your body and calming you down, allowing you to feel at total peace yourself. And then holding the position that I usually hold is my beloved friend Kusumi, who's standing there holding the space, a world teacher who's teaching many of you in the language of light, who's present now to simply help hold the triangular energy necessary to create a magnetic pull that will assist Buddha to descend into the Vesak Valley. But also present are three divine female masters, because the path of transformation, the path of ascension, is not a masculine or feminine path. It is a path of balance, where the masculine and feminine is in balance. And so behold, Goddess Kuan Yin, behold, Goddess, Egyptian Goddess Isis, and behold, Goddess Mary, also known as Mother Mary, all three of them, also in their ascended master role, as they are far more than goddesses. They are aspects of the Divine Mother present to embody illumination, divine empowerment, and love. And that is a key that is going to be unlocked within you. Not only the balance of opposing forces within, of the mind and the heart, the masculine, the feminine, the divine and the human self, but truly igniting within you the roaring fire of the Christ consciousness, of the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness that through you brings awakening and healing and transformation into a world that so much needs it. Now everybody in the valley is quieting down. You too find your position among the many disciples, masters of light, and angels and archangels, gods and goddesses, Elohims, all of them present because of the significance of this time. And Lord Maitreya begins now an ancient, ancient mantra. You may not hear his words, but you're going to feel the resonance of the vibration. As you look towards the northeast, where the full moon is rising, awaiting Buddha to descend towards the valley. And what begins as a little tiny speck is in the light of the moon becomes larger and larger, and you witness Buddha sitting cross-legged, descending, floating down until he hovers right above the crystal bowl filled with water. And he circulates and looks into everyone's eyes. And there's a love and a compassion and a joy to reconnect with all of you. And you can feel your heart opening up in response. And your whole self softens, becoming more receptive to what is to come. Buddha now is connecting with Lord Maitreya, who is going to be the channel to anchor not only the higher frequencies of illumination into the earth realm, but he will be the transmitter, so the portal of love, to send it to all those in the Vesak Valley and beyond, to all those who are ready to accept it on earth. So open yourself up to receive the transmission that Buddha is bringing to earth at this time of the Vesak festival. Receive it now as he begins an ancient song that speaks of a language that is not heard on earth, an ancient language that helped create the earth, that now comes through the words that Buddha is singing in form of a mantra. Receive. And as you open your inner sight, you can see that Buddha is not hovering there alone. He is, in truth, overlighted by divine goddess Sophia, by an emanation of the Divine Mother herself. Because of the significance of these times, more than ever, is every one of you asked to be willing, to be open and receptive, the empty vessel to allow Spirit to work with you and through you, where you become the portal of love and light to shine into a world that is starving for it. Be that birth giver. Be and hold the womb that allows the new form of paradigm to be born on earth in the days ahead. Now Buddha descends further on the ground, and the masters are beginning to hand everyone some of that water that was infused with the vibrational frequency of Buddha during his sending out of illumination and the higher frequencies of light into the world. And as you drink this pure, pure water of life, you can feel as it goes down into your body, you can feel the healing power of this water. Just know that at this time, any water in the home and in the house where you left your physical body behind will also be blessed by the essence of Buddha. And now is your opportunity. Now is your opportunity to talk to Buddha directly, to talk to any of the masters, to talk to Lord Maitreya, to talk to Jesus, to talk to Mother Mary, to talk to Sanat Kumar, to talk to me, to talk to any of us, and to express your intent of how you would like to be of service on earth at this time, how you see yourself anchor love, light, and divine empowerment on earth. And as you express that, at that moment, you can also ask for assistance, for help, for a dispensation that shall be given to you and seared into your auric field. Take your time. Let yourself be guided to one of us masters that feels right to you. Express how you see yourself of service and ask for the help that you need so that we can seal that into your auric field. Do this now. And now that this process has been completed, Buddha is turning to all of you again, giving you a final blessing. And it's touching every single one of you energetically, sealing your commitment into you, sealing the dispensation into you energetically, but most importantly, touching your heart to strengthen it, to be that light in the darkness, that love where there is fear, that divine empowerment when those that are weak need you to be that beacon of hope. You're all spiritual leaders in your own right. Trust it. You came to Earth to be beacons of light and hope so that others could follow your light out of the darkness to a liberated state of existence. Now, Buddha is walking back to the crystal and is raising himself up yet again where Goddess Sophia is awaiting him, holding him, overlighting him through love, through gratitude for the willingness of everything that Buddha is now offering to Earth as a new planetary logos of Earth. And together they begin to ascend yet again up towards the full moon. Buddha sitting in the lotus position and looking upon everyone in the Vesak Valley with pure love. As he becomes smaller and smaller, you can feel the energy still humming in the belly. There is a joy. There is an openness, a lightheartedness, and you're part of it. In this moment, you know that you will never be able to repeat the life that you've lived before. This truly marks a new beginning. You've opened yourself up to a community that you're part of, that you've never really allowed yourself to acknowledge to the extent that you're now doing. And so now that you're not alone, that you're very much supported by the whole hierarchy of light, and that there's tremendous purpose in you being the channel and instrument of love and light on Earth at this time. You can witness the celebrations that are taking place still. There's singing, there's dancing, there are drums being played, and there's a joyfulness again as you slowly make your way back to your Merkaba that is waiting for you. And as you step in, and as you settle in your Merkaba and it closes and it lifts you up, you look back down, and you know that a piece of you is still in the valley, receiving, celebrating, and knowing that all is good. And your Merkaba is taking you now beyond time and space back to exactly where you left your physical body behind, sending back, overlighting your physical body as your light body merges back with your physical body. And for a moment, as we play another piece of music, we want you to allow yourself to integrate that what you've received into every cell of your physical body. And as the Merkaba lifts up again, leaving you behind. But now that this sacred merging, this integration will ensure that you are truly different from the time that you started on the journey into the Vesak Valley. Let the integration take place now. Be at peace. And now that I, Saint Germain, am watching over every aspect of your life, supporting you, guiding you, empowering you, and even when it seems like something doesn't work out the way you wanted it to, just trust that all has divine purpose. The more you allow yourself to just go with the flow, and release the need to control, the easier it will be for you. Again, I am Saint Germain, and my blessings to all of you at this time of the Vesak festival. And it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show. Brigitte, you're here with us.
Yes. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the festival, the Vesak Festival. It's always such an honor to be a channel and instrument used for this kind of festival for all of you. So I hope you got something out of it and carry this incredible light from Buddha out into the world.
All right. Well, that'll wrap this up with just wishing everybody the peace and blessings.
Yeah. Peace out, everybody.